Again, I'm not Joe. Do we have any visitors this morning? First time visitors? Second, third time visitors? I'm not going to embarrass you. All right. Okay, and your names?
Tate.
Tate.
Yes.
As in Tater?
Like
Tater. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Watch too much Yellowstone. Tater. There we go. Yes, ma'am.
Peggy Harlow is
with us today. Peggy Harlow. Okay. Very good. Good to have you here, Peggy. Okay. Anyone else? Anybody in the back room? We need to put a camera back there. Okay. Any prayer requests this morning?
We're getting the mic turned on.
You got it on? I'm sorry. I should have turned it on.
My name is Marion, and I would like to say thank you for your prayers for my dear friend Melody. She had a colon cancer surgery on Thursday morning, and I think she's going to be sent home today. So,
excellent.
And I'll be going to help take care of her. So pray for that schedule and for things to go well.
Prognosis from the doctor?
It was the more aggressive type of cancer. Mm. So she'll be starting chemo soon and will be on a drug for an extended period of time.
So we need to be in prayer for Melody?
Melody. Okay. And I'd like to also lift up the Crawford family. Ruth Crawford's memorial is Tuesday, the 25th. They're in Choteau. I'd like to lift them up, and I'd also like to lift up my daughter-in-law's uncle. His name is Gentry, and he has bone cancer, and it has spread, and it's very difficult situation. So Gentry and Teresa, okay. Pair, P-A-I-R.
P-A-I-R.
Pair. Okay. So thank you.
I'm Hank, and I would like to lift up the Sanguine family. It's a lifelong friend, nearly, Alan, I started first grade with. He passed. He had a heart attack, so the Sanguine family.
Sanguine family, loss of what's the?
Alan.
Okay, Alan Sanguine.
If you would just keep my dad, Melvin Newland, in your prayers. He's just been sick, and it's just hanging on, so thanks.
Marty, I'd like to thank everyone for praying for Farrell last week. He was able to make it home that same day.
Oh.
And he's not only doing well, but he's hopefully has beat his nicotine addiction while he was in the hospital, so thank you.
Okay, good news on Farrell then. Anyone else?
As we pulled in, this is Lynn Bell. As we pulled in this morning, we got a call from our granddaughter, Bailey Smith. She was in an accident last night, totaled her car. Apparently, she says it wasn't her fault. There were three vehicles involved in the accident, and everyone had insurance. So thank you, Lord. Just pray for her that she can find a way to work so that she can keep working.
Okay, but she's physically okay.
She says she's physically okay, yes.
Okay. Bailey Smith.
Thank you.
Casey.
Dad was sent to the hospital this past week. He is now released. They found two masses in his colon. He was 2 pints low on blood. And they're doing a biopsy to figure out what it is. So prayers for him.
Let me get nosy. How old is your dad?
64.
64. Okay.
His name?
Randy.
Randy?
Okay.
My name is Charles, and we want to pray for Joe Rosser, the man that you are filling in for this morning. Joe has had some problems with his diabetes, and he's been trying a medicine, that Jardiance. Have you heard about it? And he's tried it for the third time, and all three times, this just made him deathly ill. Mm. And he's in the process of coming out of this last shot, but he's not taking any more. So, but pray for him.
Sounds like they need to make another change. Anyone else? Don't see any other hands. Okay. If you could... Oh.
It's kind of a strange... it's a Bridge Report, actually, and it's kind of remote, but not. I have a cousin, a local. I haven't seen her in probably 10 years. Lisa Nicole Garrett. And she put a deal on Facebook. She's a nurse. And somewhere local around here, and they had a patient come in, and was, they shut this up. I'll pronounce them dead, and it was, I think, 30 or 45 minutes later, the person started gasping, threw up, and came back to life. And we serve a God of miracles, and we just need to remember, and that's a praise. Report, and that's a true story. There are people that saw that, witnessed that, and what he'll do for one, he'll do for all. These miracles we read in the Bible are still occurring today, and even when we pray these prayers that we're asking, we're praying these prayers, thy will be done, and his will is being done, and he answers our prayers.
When we pray for God's intervention and in physical matters and those kind of things, we should always remember to pray that God's will be done. It's his will, not ours. Quite often we kind of put ourselves out there and say, we want this. Well, we may want it, but God may not. Yes, Kay.
Yesterday I saw Eric and Raven for a few minutes and told them that we miss them. They've not been here for a while. And Eric said, well, we're having some family problems. And I said, the best place to be is here in the Lord's house with your church family. So pray for Eric and Raven that they'll come back, that they will come back.
Absolutely.
And also for our leaders of our country and military and law enforcement. And I'm thankful for all the men and women who have worked outside this week to get our roads safe. Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay.
Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now and we do thank you so very much for the opportunity that we have to gather here and to worship you and to lift up praise to you as a church body and our family. Please just continue to be with our group, to watch over us, help us to represent you well, not only here, but as we go out this coming week, Lord, just be with us. Let us be a witness and a light for you in all that we say and do. Lord, right now we have a few praises and prayer requests. that we'd like to lift up to you, Lord, and knowing that you hear all our prayers, Lord, and that you will answer them in your time and for our needs best suited, Lord. We just know that not always do you answer them as quickly or in a way that we would have, but we do know that you are always watching out for our good, Lord. So please let us understand that. Lord, like to thank you for Melody's successful surgery this past week and the fact that she should be able to go home today, and that you would just continue to be with her as she recovers and faces the chemo treatments later on, Lord, that you would just be with her and keep her strong. Lord, we'll ask that you would be with Melvin and just help him to get to feeling better, Lord, quickly, that he might be able to be here with us, Lord. Lord, we do thank you for Bailey's being okay after the wreck last night, and just pray that you would be with her and allow her to be able to find a way to get to work, and that everything will go well as she clears up the accident that she was involved in, Lord. We do ask you that to be with Casey's dad, Randy, as they found these masses and are going to do biopsy in the near future. And so, Lord, please just be with him and give him strength through this time. Be with Casey as he's here to help take care of him. Also, we want to lift up Joe Rosser having trouble with his diabetes treatment, Lord, and the prescriptions that he's tried aren't working well. And we just ask that you would continue to be with him, be with Beth as she comes alongside him, and just help him to be able to recover quickly, Lord. We also ask that you would be with Eric and Raven as they're having troubles right now, and Lord, that they would realize that they need to be in church to study your word and to have their church body come around them, Lord. So we just pray that they would return quickly and not try to take care of the problems on their own, Lord. Lord, again, we are thankful for Farrell being able to come home and doing well after his surgery, and the fact that he was able to come home soon, Lord, so that he can recover there at home. Lord, we had asked that you would be with the Sanguine family as Alan has passed this past week, Lord, that you just be with them and comfort them at this time of loss, and be with Lynn and the children, Lord. Also, we want to thank you for the testimony that Kirill had about the person that was actually pronounced dead and began breathing up 30, 40 minutes later. And Lord, we just know that was your hand at work, and we thank you for that and praise you for those miracles that you show us today. We'd like to ask that you'd be with the Crawford family as they have a memorial planned this coming week for Ruth, and just remembering her, how her light shined, and that those involved would have strength to be able to get through this time, and comfort them, Lord, as we know that they will miss her tremendously. Lord, we do ask that you would continue to be with our first responders, our police and law enforcement, the firefighters, and military people around the world that are on duty always for us here at home. And we thank you for being with all those that brave the cold weather this past week to take care of people in need. We ask that you would continue to be with them and just bless them. Also, as we continue on, we just ask that you'd be with us and bless our time together in your study of your word, Lord. We thank you now, and we ask all these things in your name. Amen.